From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The Burlington School District says before the school year starts, it expects to know whether its Integrated Arts Academy is affected by a possible chemical contamination in the city's Old North End. On Tuesday, the EPA began testing air and soil samples in the neighborhood for the presence of two chemicals commonly used in dry cleaning products. The EPA expects to finish the test by the end of the day. Local resident Matthew Vaughn said he's worried about the potential impact on children.
I'm certainly concerned. Yeah, I want to make sure that we live in a safe community. We have a four-month-old at home, so I want to make sure that he's not at risk of exposure.
In a statement, the district says there is no cause for alarm and the Integrated Arts Academy was not the source of the contaminant. It also says it's prepared for any scenario the EPA may present. Senator Bernie Sanders will wrap up the Democratic primary in Vermont next week without officially holding a promised campaign kickoff rally. The senator announced in May he would, quote, formally kick off his campaign in June with a series of rallies around the state. The Burlington Free Press reports that 11 weeks after that announcement, and with the Vermont primary election looming August 14th, Sanders never held the rallies. Sanders campaign manager Shannon Jackson says the senator chose to attend community events over holding the rallies. Sanders is running for the Democratic nomination, but says he will decline the nomination and run as an independent if he wins the primary election. A lawsuit by 17 states, including Vermont, challenging President Donald Trump's separation of migrant families at the Mexico border, has been transferred to a California courtroom where a federal judge is already overseeing several related cases. Washington, California, Vermont, and other states led by Democratic attorneys general filed the lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Seattle. A U.S. District Judge in San Diego ordered the administration in late June to reunite more than 2,500 children with their parents. Several hundred children have yet to be reunited, though, and in some cases, that's because their parents have been deported. Vermont's capital city is trying a natural way to get rid of poison ivy using goats. On Wednesday, three goats munched on the plants along the small city's bike path behind the high school. Goat owner Mary Beth Herbert of Moortown says the goats graze on the poison ivy, causing stress to the plants, so they retreat. The city says it has tried to eradicate the poison ivy, but has been unable to do so using organic treatments. The names of the three goats from Moortown, by the way, in case you were wondering, are Ruth, Bader, and Ginsburg. This afternoon, for the Eye in the Sky forecast details, periods of sun, a few passing showers and thunderstorms are possible this afternoon with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s.